right. Good morning. Good morning and welcome back to another time of devotional and prayer in the Psalms. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and I'm glad you're taking time this morning to join me as we seek the Lord together in His Word this morning. Hope you had a good day yesterday, a good Lord's Day. Hope you had a good night's sleep last night. I hope you're ready for another day of COVID-19 lockdown here in Maryland. I will say that it's with somewhat mixed feelings that I've been reading reports of other parts of the country sort of easing their lockdown restrictions and allowing things like opening of beaches. And I heard South Carolina is going to allow more things to be open. It's kind of mixed feelings because there's part of me that really thinks that's premature because we're still very much rising in terms of our COVID hospitalizations and deaths. But there is honestly this other part of me that would just love to be able to go back to just some, you know, aspects of normal life without having to be fearful. But anyway, we need wisdom. Oh, that's what we pray for our governing officials, to have wisdom. So it's part of why we're here, is to pray for them. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard to make these decisions, I'm sure. Good coffee. All right, this morning we are going to be in Psalm 23, but let's open in prayer first. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for just the opportunity that we have to gather together this morning and to dig into your word together. We thank you for the blessing that your word is to us in our lives, that we can hear from you, that we can get to know you, that we can grow in our knowledge of you, our love for you, that you would want to meet with us and speak to us and work in us. Father, we are privileged and we thank you. And we ask that you would speak to us this morning through your word. May you write it on our hearts by your Spirit. May you use it to shape us, to be more like Jesus, to strengthen and deepen our love for him and our following of him in this life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 23, undoubtedly the most familiar psalm, the most familiar poem or song in the history of the world. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is just a wonderful psalm. I will say it hasn't always been among my favorites because I probably heard it so much growing up and I just thought, oh, that's just for kids. That's just sort of a children's psalm. And so there was this period of time in my life when I thought I was too sophisticated for Psalm 23. Maybe you remember being in that foolish stage of life where you thought you were too mature and too sophisticated for important things. But anyway, Psalm 23 is one of my favorites. It is a precious psalm. And I had an experience for a few years of being the preschool chapel speaker at New Covenant Christian School. And that really made this psalm even more meaningful to me as I taught it to preschoolers. And we walked through it line by line, section by section. I had to come up with new ways of illustrating important points to them and helping them to understand it. And I came up with a little rhymey way of understanding the four main things that Psalm 23 shows us about God as our good shepherd. The good shepherd feeds the sheep. The good shepherd leads the sheep. The good shepherd protects the sheep. And the good shepherd corrects the sheep. So he leads and feeds, he protects and he corrects. And all those things are here in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That doesn't mean I don't want God to be my shepherd or I won't, but it means all of my needs, all of the things that my soul longs for, all of those things that are the deepest desires of our humanity are fully satisfied with the Lord as our shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That's where sheep go to eat. So he feeds the sheep, right? He leads me beside still waters, right? He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So for us, we can understand this. Of course, this is a spiritual analogy. God feeds us with his word, and he refreshes us with his spirit. Jesus said the spirit is like living water that quenches our thirst, that satisfies our soul so that we're never thirsty again. God's word is manna from heaven. It is milk of the word. It is the meat for our growth. So God feeds us with his word. He refreshes our soul with his spirit, and he leads us. He leads us through places of abundance, and he also leads us through places of growth in righteousness, and he also leads us through places of danger, right? Play the valley of the shadow of death. So the same God, this is one of those things I think we need to really see. The same Lord who shepherds us in the green pastures and beside the still waters is the same Lord who leads us in paths of righteousness. That's when we're growing, when we are learning, when we are following him, even through some hard things. That's paths of righteousness are sometimes hard things because it's how we learn to grow. And he's the same Lord who leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. So whether it's a place of abundant prosperity and joyful feeding, or it's a place of growth and challenge, or it's a place of danger and fear, God is leading us in all of these things in life. We are always being led by our good shepherd. And so I will fear no evil. Why? Because I'm so strong, because I'm so tough, because nobody can take me out. No, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, God's rod is a rod of correction, but it is primarily a rod of protection. So, rod and staff get into both protection and correction. The rod would be the stick, right? Like the stick that the shepherd would carry, like a club. And the primary purpose of it, sometimes he would use it to tap a sheep who's going astray, but the primary purpose of it would be to fight the enemies that would come in, the wolves, the attackers. And so, when they came in, the shepherd would protect the flock by hitting the wolf on the head, or hitting the lion, or the whatever would come after the sheep with the rod. The staff is that which has that hook at the end, and the purpose of that hook is to reach out. It's longer, it reaches out further and pulls back wayward sheep. So God does that for us. When we're going astray, God pulls us back to himself. And when we're threatened by an enemy, God stands as our guard. And then actually this last part of Psalm 23 actually shifts from a shepherd metaphor, shepherd analogy, to a host, a gracious host. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. So here again, we have a picture of the word and the spirit, of the feeding and the anointing, because the anointing with oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit. So you prepare a table before me. God feeds us with his word, with Christ, who is the bread of life, to nourish our souls, but also he gives us the Holy Spirit, and he gives us the Holy Spirit in abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So throughout this life, God is always doing good for us. We may not always see it that way, but God is unfailing in his goodness and mercy for us in this life. He's always doing good for us. He's always having mercy on us. We never get what we deserve in this life, and we should be oh so thankful for that, that we are always treated with kindness and mercy all the days of our life. Notice not some of the days of my life, but all the days of my life. Doesn't matter what trial we're going through, doesn't matter what hardship we're facing, it is always goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our life, and then we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When this life is over, we have the promise of God that we will dwell with him, we will be with him, we will be in his presence forever and ever. This is such a great psalm. It's such a great comfort to us, and it's something that we cannot really remind ourselves of enough, of God's good shepherding presence with us in this life. Well, Jesus picks up themes of Psalm 23 as the Lord being our shepherd, and he says of himself in John 10 that he is the good shepherd. And on one level, what Jesus is doing is he's saying, listen, you guys know Psalm 23. It's well known. All the Jewish people in his audience would have had it memorized, probably sang it, knew it from childhood. And he says, look, I am the good shepherd. So in many ways, what he's saying is Psalm 23 is a picture of me. That's me. I'm the one who leads you and who feeds you. I am the one who corrects you and protects you. I am the one who anoints you with oil, who prepares a table before you. And in John 6, in the bread of life teaching, he said, it's my own self that I give you as the bread of life. But here he deepens the good shepherd, because the good shepherd not only leads and feeds, not only protects and corrects, but here now the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. So who are the sheep of God? The sheep of God are those who know Jesus, and Jesus knows us. Psalm 23 is not a universal promise for everyone in the world. It is a promise for the people of God. And Jesus says he lays down his life for the sheep. He says it twice. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep. And again, that's not a universal statement. That is for those who belong to him by faith, for those who know him and for those he knows. He lays down his life for our good, to save us, to bring us life, to bring us abundant life. He is the good shepherd and he lays down his sheep. So do you know him? Is he your good shepherd? There's one more passage I want to share with you this morning, and that is Hebrews 13, 20 to 21. If you go to Forest Hill Church, you know this one very well. It's the benediction that I use almost every Sunday. It's beautiful. It's so packed with powerful truth and encouragement for us. But here, Jesus is not just the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. And so Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the great shepherd. We need to remember and trust and rest upon at all times the goodness of our shepherd and the greatness of our shepherd, because the goodness tells us of his love for us, of his concern for us, of his commitment to us, that he lays down his life for us in love. The greatness of our shepherd tells us of his strength and power. He is mighty to save. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. So here we see Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. And by laying down his life, he shed the blood of the eternal covenant. That means he secured our relationship with God forever. Our relationship with God is a covenantal relationship, and it is sealed in the blood of Jesus. And so by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus has guaranteed for us all of the promises and blessings of God's covenant. And that means that God can then equip us with everything good. So not only does God lead us and feed us, protect us and correct us, not only does Jesus lay down his life for us, but because Jesus laid down his life for us, God now is able to equip us with everything good that we may do his will, that he can work in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Notice he's the one who works it in us. We don't work it in ourselves. So I hope that this is encouragement to you today. We live in these weird times, but listen, life in this world is weird, okay? It doesn't take COVID-19 for that to be true. Maybe it takes COVID-19 to remind us of that truth, but it doesn't take COVID-19 for it to be true that we live in a hostile world where we are in danger, we are surrounded by enemies, and we are hungry and thirsty, and we need correction. All of those things are always true of us, and God provides all of those things for us through his Son, Jesus Christ, our great shepherd, our good shepherd, the shepherd who never fails. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your good shepherding of us. We thank you for Jesus, the good shepherd who laid down his life for us, your sheep. As you've come to reveal yourself to us, as you have brought us to know Jesus, we are so thankful that you have had such mercy on us. Because who are we that you should show such love to us? And yet you have. Father, today would you feed us with your word, with the life of your Son? Would you satisfy our thirst with your Spirit? Anoint us with the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. Would you work in us that which is pleasing in your sight today? Equip us with everything good through our good shepherd. Father, we do continue to pray for this world at this time. We pray for our governing officials that they would have wisdom. Father, we pray that the right decisions regarding what to reopen and when, and the appropriate guidelines for reopening, and who should be where and when, Father, that we would be wise, and that you would guard us. We pray for those whose loved ones are suffering in the hospital, for those who have lost loved ones. We pray, Father, that you would comfort them with your peace, and we pray that your people would be there to share gospel truth and hope. We pray that you would turn the hearts of many to yourself through this time, as online church services and streaming devotionals and Bible studies allow more people to come and to hear your word more easily. We pray that they would, and we pray that you would spark a real change in the hearts and minds and lives of many at this time. Father, we pray that you would help us to use this time with wisdom to consider our priorities, to plan what a return to normalcy might look like, that we wouldn't just rush back into the rat race, but that we would be careful and wise and faithful stewards of the precious time and people and opportunities that you give us. Father, be with our healthcare workers, protect them as they serve very sick people. Father, be with those who are working long, hard hours to keep the essential functions of our society going. And be with your church. Strengthen your church through this time. May this be a time of strengthening for us. We look to you for all these things, and we ask them in Jesus' name, in the name of our good shepherd. Amen. Amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day, and walk with the Lord. He is your good shepherd.